Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to our radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland. Make sure you visit us online at breatheagainmagazine.org. Follow us on Twitter at Breathe Again, and join our fan page on Facebook. That would be facebook.com/breatheagainmag. Now, you know we come to you every Thursday for a half an hour, and we share real-life testimonies of women and men that have gone through the fire, came out the fire, to share their testimonies with you, to share that you are not alone in your struggle, and you're not by yourself. It is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We talk about the issues, but we also try to give you some solutions. We also try to give you some action steps on how to get over what you're going through so you're not suffering in secret by yourself. You know, it is the third month in 2012. Today was a good day in Norfolk, Virginia. I think it was in the mid-70s or so, and it was so nice outside. And thinking of the third month of 2012, I would just like to ask you a question. What have you changed so far? What have you given up? What have you started? You know, we talk about New Year's resolutions all the time at the end of the year, and then when the new year rolls around, we start out really good, but I think we slow down a little bit, and we lose some momentum in the midst of it, and we kind of give up our solutions. I never talk about New Year's resolutions. I used to, but I don't any longer because I just believe that we don't stick with them, so I call them New Year's lies. I would rather have a promise, make a promise to myself that I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to try to lose weight. It doesn't matter if you finish. It does matter that you start. So just get started. So what have you not started? What have you put on the table that you have yet to begin? Stop putting it off. Don't keep putting it off and putting it off. Every day we hear of people passing away, and we hear of people going on to glory, and we hear people that have taken their dreams and their visions to the grave with them. Don't be like that. Start what you want. If you want to start that business, start the business. You want to record that song, record that song. If you want to write that book, write that book, girl, boy. Write that book, girl. Do what you need to do. You know, I think about babies sometimes and how they start off, and babies don't start off running. They start off doing what? They start off crawling, and then they scoot, and then, maybe they scoot, they crawl, they roll, and then they walk. Then they walk, you know. So don't think that you have to finish the course before you start the course. Don't think. A lot of times people look at YouTube videos and they look at people's fans on Facebook and how many friends someone has, and they're just beginning and they have four or five, and they're like, I can't do this. Look at those individuals. Don't compare yourself with other people. God made you unique, and he made you who you are, and you are an individual. So don't compare yourself. You'll get in a lot of trouble comparing yourself with other people. So just compare yourself with God, you know. Just continue to do what you need to do in the midst of everything that's going on in your life, and start somewhere. Start somewhere and just be the best you that you can possibly be. You know, this Tuesday, my husband and I celebrated our anniversary. Woohoo! If I had some shouting music right now, I would actually shout. I don't need no music, though. I could shout on my own, and I do. But 16 years of marriage on Tuesday. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that we would get to 16 years of marriage in the midst of everything that we've gone through and things that we've overcome? But to God be the glory, because I tell you what, right now, It is nobody but God that has kept us and sustained us. You may be having issues right now in your marriage, and you may not even be speaking to your spouse right now. But if you stay the course and you keep praying and you both are willing to work at it, I can attest that God can turn situations around. You know, it may not happen overnight, but you keep at it, keep praying. You know, one of the greatest things that I've learned in the 16 years that I have been married is to work on me. In the beginning, I did a lot of pointing fingers, and I did a lot of, you're supposed to do that, or you're supposed to do that. But when I turned that finger back to myself, I discovered that I'm not as perfect as I thought I was, too, and I needed some work to do. So I do a lot of looking at myself nowadays, and instead of pointing that finger at the other party or my spouse, I say, what can I do better, or how can I change? And a lot of times it goes back to me just being quiet. And learning how to trust God in the midst of struggles and in the midst of things that I go through, because I still go through certain things, certain issues, I still go through them. But God is so good, and he's right there with us, and he allows me to go in my secret prayer closet. He allows me to come up in my office, shut the door, and cry out to him, and he just mends things. He puts things back together. And if you don't have anybody else on your side, just know that God is on your side. And he never left me. He's never forsaken me, never left me. He has always been there with me. And if you look back over your life, I know that he's always been there with you too. If you just think about those times that you thought you was going to give up, not even just on your marriage, just even in life, in situations at your job, with your kids, with family members, with church members, with people, if God took you through it before, he definitely, definitely will take you through it today. So learn something new about yourself. Work on yourself. Let's see. We have a few conferences coming up I want to spotlight. The Living on Purpose Women's Conference in Richmond, Virginia is hosted by Pastor Vicki Coward. That is Agape International Ministries Worldwide. And they have a conference. Well, we have a conference. It is March 23rd through the 25th. Come out and learn how to live on purpose. There are vendor opportunities available for just $25, and that's the Friday and the Saturday, for just $25. For more information, you can call Vicki Coward at 804-266-3000, and that is going to be a fabulous, fabulous conference. And we also have the Ignite Your Icon Women's Conference in Lynchburg, Virginia, and that's hosted by Pastor Jackie Clark of the Kingdom Power Worship Center on March 8th, 2012. For more information on that conference, that's the Ignite Your Icon Women's Conference in Lynchburg, Virginia, contact Pastor Jackie Clark at 434-847-7691. Now, today we are going to be talking to Bishop Nathaniel Wells. He is a Church of God in Christ General Board member and pastor of the Holy Trinity Institutional Church of God in Christ. And he's also the founder of Total Man Ministry. I'm not sure if he's on the line yet, but I'm going to see if he is on the line. Let's see. Bishop Wells, are you on the line? Okay, he hasn't arrived just yet. But let's see. I think I have, Evangelist Miriam Holt. She's on the line. Miriam, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, praise the Lord. Hello.
Fantastic.
Hi. How you doing? You doing great?
Doing fantastic. Yes, great. Just well. Doing well.
Good, good, good. Now, Bishop Wells isn't on the line yet, but he's a general board member. He has so much stuff going on for him at this time, and he's doing a mighty work in the Michigan area. Is that correct, Evangelist?
Yes, he is. In the Michigan area, he has what we call the Total Man Ministry that he started about 30 years ago. And it evolved from maybe one little van, and now I think he has a fleet, like maybe 20 or 30 vans, where he picks up the people from the neighborhood and transport them back and forth to work. He also has about 1,001 apartment units that's used for people in need. I mean, there's just so much going on in his ministry.
Absolutely.
That he's
that
doing
is true.
Well for man.
Yeah,
and that's
that is true.
That's the total man, yeah.
True outreach, too. True outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, and I know you do this a lot in your ministry as well, Saints Community Church of God in Christ in Chesapeake, Virginia, and you do outreach. You are touching people in the community as well, because a lot of times people are preaching to the four walls, but the need is on the outside.
That's true. Even on this Sunday coming up, our youth ministry, which is called Renewal, and it reaches young people between the ages of 18 and 30. And in this ministry on this Sunday, we're going to be talking about igniting the light, shining the light on the balances in the community among our youth. And that's something that's been going on. We've been having youth, teens killing teens, and that's something that we just don't want to see to keep going on. So we're having a service on Sunday evening, and we're going to be shining a light on that problem. We have city councilmen coming in, people that's working with the juveniles in the community, and just giving them an alternative to the violence and showing them that there is a better way. One of the persons that was recently killed in December, a 13-year-old who was killed by another 13-year-old with a gun, they may even, the parent of the victim may even be in the house to let us know how this has affected their lives. And when these youth take matters of the law into their own hands and take guns and do violence against somebody else, it's not only affecting them, but the entire family and, in reality, the entire community.
Yeah. And if it affects one, it affects us all. So, and there's so much stuff going on. And a lot of times people are pointing the finger and they're saying that it's outside of the church. But some of it goes on in the church as well. We can't push it and sweep it under the rugs anymore. We need to just really deal with it.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And where will this take place at? What's the address of the church and what time?
At our church, that's the Life Center, 1906 Campostella Road in the city of Chesapeake, Virginia, at 6 o'clock p.m. And we have this renewal service every month, the second Sunday of every month. But this particular one is a special one because we're having the youth talk to other youth. So we want to get as many youth in the house as we can to let them know there is a way, there is another alternative. You don't have to resort to violence. So we'll have some, like I said, some people that's going to be able to talk to them. Counselors are going to be there because some of these people were affected terribly by murders and rape and whatever else is going on. So we'll have people in the house to confer with them and to talk to them and let them know that they're not alone. And even for the victim's parents, that they're not alone, that we're here for them, and that we're going to be a community that's going to hold their hands through this entire process.
That's good. That is really good. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I like how you're having peers talk to peers, too, because a lot of times when the kids are going through, we're talking and it's going in one ear and out the other, but if they can be able to relate to somebody their own age, then it kind of sinks in.
Exactly. I agree totally. And we're going to do something about this because it has to stop. It has to stop.
Yeah, we have to be united in the midst of it as well. We have to come together because it's not Sally's problem or Susie's problem or Daryl's problem. It's all of our problems.
That's right. And if we don't stop it when they're young, this can carry on into their adult years, and that's what we don't want to happen. Because when they do something like this, it affects them down the road, and we want to make sure we want to do preventive measures. But for those who may be already in this particular type of crime, we want them to know that we have some help for them. And we want to make sure that they know that school is an option, job opportunity, anything to let them know that violence is just not the answer.
Yeah, sometimes what they need is, and as you know, Breathe Again Magazine does a GED graduation ceremony.
Yes.
And you have partnered with me in the past to put that on, and it's the whole cap and gowns, pomp and circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one year a young man, he graduated, and we gave him the gown and the cap and the tassel, and he was excited. And I said, well, I need to write down your guest that's going to be coming with you. And he was just like, no, ma'am, I don't have anyone. And Miriam, it broke my heart. I was just like, and a lot of times that's the case. They don't have anyone, or no one really cares or is concerned.
That's right. But it's a success story that came through that, too, through your program, one of the young gentlemen that I gave you the name to go through that program.
Yeah, I remember him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in a gang and everything, but him going through that GED program, he got out of the gang. He even went on to college. So he's still in there now, because that was only like 2 years ago, I think. So he's still in there now, but he's kept his face, his nose clean. That particular thing, and he cried when they gave him that that GED, when he got his GED, and when he walked across that stage, he literally cried. It meant so much to him.
Yeah. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. A lot of times people just want to know that you care. Somebody cares and somebody believes in me, because they've gotten so much. You're nothing. You're never going to be nothing. You're going to be like your daddy. You're going to do this. You're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they hear. And, you know, power, life, and death is in our tongue.
It's in our tongue. And I think he felt he didn't have any hope until that particular opportunity came. I didn't know at the time, but he was living in the car with his parents. So I didn't even know that at the time. So he had a lot of factors going against him. But that one thing that you did by having that GED program opened up an entire door for him. So we don't know. We might think some things are small, but those one little things that we do, that everybody does that one little thing, it opens up the door. It opens up the door to an entire life of opportunity.
Amen. Yeah, because even at the GED graduation ceremony, we had, I think it was Brian and Stratton came out, and they were offering college scholarships to the actual graduates that were participating. We had vendors there that were jobs. We're going to be doing it again this year, and, you know, we just keep pressing and keep pressing, because a lot of times people are like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that for so little return? And it's not about us, because we're supposed to go in the highways and the hedgeways and be an example. You know, I look at all the time people, I forgot who it was. I was watching somebody on TV and they were talking about, somebody said, or I read it, maybe it was Joyce Myers, and they said something, they were somewhere and they didn't have anything to eat, and somebody walked by and said, I'll pray for you. And the person told them, I don't need you to pray for me. I need something to eat.
Really?
Yeah. And so that's it. You know, we always talk about, oh, I'll pray for you, I'm going to pray for you. But no, I need some shoes, or I need a coat, or I need something to eat. So show me you going to pray for me by helping me.
Exactly. I think that's wonderful what you're doing. And if each of us just do our one little part, you may think what you do is insignificant. But if each of us just take that one little part and do it, it makes such a tremendous difference in the lives of somebody.
Yeah, that's a blessing. And I see you continue to keep going and moving on and moving on and continuing with your sister's heart. And you're also doing a lot right now as far as tech-wise, teaching ministries how to market online and teaching them what they can do. Now, talk to me a little bit about that, because I know you have a huge project that you're working on now regarding tech and church.
Yeah, what we're doing is making our churches tech-savvy. A lot of our churches see the different things that's on the internet, and they're afraid to embrace it. And I know that the Bible says, like you said, go into the highways and the hedges. Well, now we have the highways of the internet, and they reach in so much further than we could ever reach before. It's like going door to door, but that's no, you know, we still do it, but it's a bigger impact when we reach through the internet. And we have some social networks, Facebook and Twitter are two of the most popular. And when we go into these particular avenues, we are reaching people that are in other countries. And so I'm showing different churches how to, I guess, monopolize that particular thing that God has given us and put in our fingertips to use it for the glory of God, and not to be afraid of the internet, but to embrace the internet. And what I call it is a marketing, we call it a street team marketing on the internet, and to market yourself on the internet, to witness on the internet, and to let everybody know what you're doing in Christ on the internet. And you can be a local church but make a global difference. And that's what we do with our churches. I show them how to make a global difference being local.
Yeah, that's powerful, and it's so true, because I still come across people that are in the church, and they, like, for instance, today somebody said that the internet was the devil and they weren't getting on the internet and Facebook was the devil and this and the other. But I always go back to my husband and I talk about, because my husband, he carries a gun. And I always say, guns are dangerous. He says, no, the people behind the guns are dangerous.
Exactly.
It is for your protection. And I look at that the same as the internet because, you know, anything, if you use it in the wrong way, can be a hindrance.
That's right. You can grow your church with the internet. I mean, a long time ago, we used to use we still use commercials, but now you can grow your church with the internet. And the price is a whole lot less expensive. You can put things on the internet to grow your church, programs that you're having. You can make a bigger difference in the community if you know how to use the internet to bring people, the masses, to you. So the internet is so full of opportunities for our churches, our pastors. And if you get your street team, we call it our internet street team, if you get those young people, this is a way I found out, because a lot of churches are losing the age group between when they get 16, 18, they don't want to come back. But with the internet, this is a way that you can keep them. We have a portion of our church where we allow the young people during the service to tweet something that's going on in the service. It keeps their attention, and it gives them something that they can do, to tweet, put it on Facebook, make them, you know, use your young people to get that message out, and you'll be keeping them as well.
Yeah, because then they find that they have purpose. And you're not just sitting there being told to be quiet. And because I just had a conversation with somebody that I work with yesterday, I believe it was, and she said her son is about to drive, and he said when he gets of driving age, he wasn't going back to their church. And that's a lot of times that's what happens. So
you have nothing there to offer them.
Right, right. So true, so true. You have been listening to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland. I am here chatting with Evangelist Miriam Holt, Saints Community Church of God in Christ in Chesapeake, Virginia. We were going to be talking to Bishop Nathaniel Wells, but I believe he's gotten tied up. So we're going to talk a little bit about the event tomorrow. He will be here in town tomorrow. I believe it's at Cathedral of Faith. Is that correct, Evangelist?
Yes, 2020 Portlock Road in the city of Chesapeake, Virginia.
Okay.
And the pastor of that church is Bishop G. Wesley Hardy. And Bishop Wells will be preaching on that night, on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. This is a dynamic man of God, one of our general board members for the Church of God in Christ, and he's in the Presidium, which only 12 men hold this position, the 12 men who have the highest position in our church, and he's one of those 12. Well, you will definitely not want to miss this great man of God.
Absolutely. And actually, if you want to learn more about Bishop Wells, you can check him out online. You can go to the Total Man Ministry website, and it's totalmanministry.org. And he is really making a difference in his community. And you can go there, look at the stats, and looks like the county that he's in serves as 171,000. I found this so interesting, Evangelist Holt. On his website, it talks about the total people in the county of where his church is, and it says 171,000, and the total number of people touched by Holy Trinity Church is 9,000 people. I said, that's amazing. Just amazing.
That's
And when you talked about the actual the vans and how he has a fleet of vans that just goes in the community and picks up people and takes them to work and brings them back home, I thought you were going to say they pick them up and bring them to church, but you said that they take them to work and back.
Yes, they do. They take them to work and back. He has what you call a clothes pantry for those who may be going into the workforce that don't have the clothes, where you can go and get those particular clothes from that particular ministry. I mean, that's why he calls it a total man ministry, because anything that you need to succeed in life, his ministry has it. So it's a wonderful ministry. Wonderful.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, check him out tomorrow if you are available. We want to see you at Cathedral of Faith, Church of God in Christ. That's in Chesapeake, Virginia, and that is, who's the pastor, Evan?
Bishop G. Wesley.
G. Wesley?
G. Wesley Hardy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you know what? That has been our time. I'm so glad that, Miriam, you were able to stay on the line and chat with us and tell the listeners
yes.
a little bit more about Bishop Wells and talk a little bit about what you have going on at your church. And if people want to contact you, Miriam, how would they get in contact with you?
If they want to contact me, they can go to our church website, which is saintscommunitycogic.org. That's saintscommunitycogic.org. Or they can look us up on Facebook. We have our Sister's Heart Ministry on Facebook or our Saints Community Church on Facebook. So you can get us doing that.
Awesome. And I cannot leave this conversation with you without giving a shout-out to the Pastor Darrell Holt.
Thank you so much.
Love him.
Thank
that
you.
Is
yeah.
Evangelist Holt's husband of how many
yes.
years?
29 years.
Oh, Jesus.
Uh-huh. 29 years.
And
he
is a gem as well, an absolute gem. And I love the both of you, and I love what you are doing
you.
In the community, in the body of church, in the body of Christ, not just in Church of God in Christ, but just
yes.
in the body of Christ. You really show love to individuals. And you are a Friends Network member with Breathe Again magazine, and I'm so thankful
yes.
for you. Because you support
you.
Our work and what we do. So to God be the glory. And I love you, love you, love you, Evangelist
love you
Holt.
Too.
And I just want to thank the listeners. You are more than welcome. Okay. I want to thank the listeners that joined us on today. Thank you so much. Make sure you check us out online, breatheagainmagazine.org. Follow us on Twitter at Breathe Again, and connect with us on Facebook. That is facebook.com/breatheagain. I'm going to leave you with this prayer. I absolutely love this prayer. I used to start the show off with this prayer, but I'm going to end it today with this prayer. So, and I never say goodbye. I always say until next time. Thank you so much for taking your time out to be with us today. I love you and appreciate you so very much.
Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out. Not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. I just...